This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Not all Christians and not all Christian denominations oppose gay marriage. And just last week, the Episcopal Church has decided that they are going to fully embrace marriage equality. They did that through a vote. That makes it the second major American Christian denomination in 2015, joining the Presbyterian Church, which made the change in their stance all the way back in March. So there's the positive news, people acting in a reasonable fashion and not using religion to hate other people. Now let's get on to the more common story, people using their religion to hate other people. Now, when the National Organization for Marriage first started, they claimed that they were actually an organization for marriage, not just an anti-gay religious organization. Well, now they've kind of given up any pretense. When they first started, it was, oh, well, it's about the children, it's about this, it's about that. Now, it's strictly a religious argument for them. And they are a mess. They're nearing bankruptcy from what I've been reading. But they've been begging for money recently because they have said that if the Supreme Court rules in favor of gay marriage, they have a secret plan, which they wouldn't reveal back then because, you know, that would give their enemies the heads up. Well, it now looks like we know what their secret plan is. They bought up a bunch of domain names that seem to be hooked to the idea of a marriage convention. Well, what are we talking about? Well, that's a constitutional convention. Now, even though some people in Congress have been talking about a federal amendment to the Constitution that would overturn the Supreme Court's decision, and certainly some candidates for president on the Republican side have been talking about this, that's not going to happen in the ordinary way. Congress is simply not going to pass this bill. They do not have the votes, and won't at any time in the foreseeable future. So what they're looking at is something different. You need a group of 34 states, and those 34 states could call a constitutional convention without any intervention from Congress. And at this constitutional convention, they could propose amendments that would then be sent to all the states for ratification. And to do that, you'd need at least 38 states to ratify a ban on gay marriage. Those numbers simply don't exist. It's crazy talk. It's not a plan at all. It's sort of a plan like Steve Martin routine on Saturday Night Live. I'm quoting Mr. Martin here. Steve, how can I be a millionaire and never pay taxes? First, get $1 million. Now you say, Steve, what do I say to the tax man when he comes to my door and says, you have never paid taxes? Two simple words. Two simple words in the English language. I forgot. Yes, the National Organization for Marriage's secret plan is just that simple. All right, now let's look at some more of the responses to the Supreme Court ruling, because this is the biggest Supreme Court ruling since the last biggest Supreme Court ruling. So it's a big deal. But you know, when someone really doesn't have an argument, they go straight to the Hitler comparison. And we got plenty of those. Let's start with Brian Fisher. He says, from a moral standpoint, 626 is now our 9/11. And in just nine words, two of them are actually dates, he manages to offend an awful lot of different people. And then, of course, he continues with, Hitler had the Jews to blame, the gay Gestapo has Christians to blame. To blame for what? I don't get what he's saying here. It doesn't make any sense. They blamed Christians for being the predominant group that was trying to keep them from getting married. Yeah, okay, they blamed them for that. But that's because they were the predominant group keeping them from getting married. So, what's he saying? And the Hitler comparisons continue. There's John Nolte over at Breitbart.com. He says that the big gay hate machine is coming for your church next. Okay. And then he tweets out, it only emboldens Gestapo to target what the target has always been, your church. Now, these are all in tweets, and it looks like it's a competition to see who can say the craziest thing in just 140 letters. It has become a common refrain that uh-oh, they're coming for your churches. They're coming for Christians to haul them all away. And this paranoia is a big part of the mindset of religious extremists. And that gets us to the problem with the county clerks. There are, in one state alone, 57 county clerks out of Kentucky's 120 that say they don't want to have to give marriage licenses to gay people. There's a problem. They're elected officials. No one can fire them. They don't have a boss that can say, you're fired. So what's going to have to happen is that individuals will have to sue these clerks in a process that could take months and even years, according to legal experts. A video has gone viral on YouTube, probably one of the most boring viral videos, but it's basically a long video of two men in Moorhead, Kentucky, who are trying to get their marriage license, and Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis is ignoring them. And finally, after a long time on the recording of nothing happening, they finally get to talk to her, and she is belligerent, and she tells them they can't videotape, and she calls the police. But of course she was wrong. There's no law that says you can't record a public official doing their duty in the courthouse. And it's these nice two ordinary-looking guys, very polite, very pleasant, while Kim Davis comes across as quite rude, plus the fact that she either lied about the fact that they weren't allowed to record, or she doesn't know the law. In either way, she is unfit for office, besides the fact that she refused to do her job. And that's what we've seen, with people lying and evading. So it's going to be interesting to see what is going to be done to deal with these county court clerks, and what can be done legally. Because from my reading, it's kind of unclear whether you can fire them and who would be the person who could fire them. And it's all in the name of one person's religion trumping somebody else's beliefs and denying them the rights that the law guarantees to them. Just doesn't seem very Christian to me.